Today is a very, very special day, a very feast, a very special feast for us here, for the whole church in reality, but for us here in particular, and for me in particular. Today is a feast of St. Pius V. And of course, there's many things that we owe to him. Now, St. Pius was born Antonio Ghislieri at the beginning of the 16th century in a little village of Bosco in Piedmont, not too far from Milan. And as a young boy, he was already filled with great piety and love for God and the Blessed Mother. And when he was 14, he entered the order of preachers, the Dominican order. And of course there he was to progress tremendously in knowledge and in holiness. And he was ordained a priest, and he preached and was made in several places the inquisitor. Of course, you know, the heretics are always throwing it in our face about the Inquisition. But the Inquisition is a very wonderful organization of the church. Of course, it's now gone for good. We need it badly today, more than ever, because it made sure that no heresy was being taught in the seminaries, in the convents, in the monasteries. You'd be surprised how many heresies are taught in seminaries, convents, and monasteries, even and especially today. And so the inquisitor was supposed to find out what it is that was being taught, and if it was wrong, he would take it to the Pope, and the Pope would take care of it. And so Antonio, and his religious name was Michael Ghislieri, did this for many years, and then under Pope Pius IV, he also helped him as a grand inquisitor of the entire church. And that is very important, and of course, that is the office which takes care of the whole world, not just one diocese. And the building where they live and where they work is called the Holy Office, which is still there, right to the left of St. Peter's Basilica. And of course, I've been there many, many, many times and have conferred with the priests and bishops and cardinals that are in charge of that. And so he was put in charge of that. And then it was the will of God that in 1566 he was elected to be the supreme pontiff of the entire church. And it took the name Pius V. And I can always remember the proclamation of a new pope. Habemus Papam. And they would say his name, in his case, Antonium Michaelem Ghislieri, Cardinalem Sancte Romane Ecclesiae Ghislieri, qui sivi nomen impostuit Pium Quintus, in that case, Pius V. And what a great job he did there too. He only ruled the church for 6 years. And of course he's famous, though he did not compose it or invent it or anything of the sort, and even the traditionals don't know what they're talking about when they talk about these things. He was given the charge beforehand by the Council of Trent, in which he participated, that the Mass should be purified. There were many things that had been added here and there and everywhere, just like we see in the pious lives of the faithful, that they add this prayer and that prayer and this novena and that novena. Pretty soon, you're saying so many things, you forgot what you're saying. So it needed to be simplified. And so he did. He did not invent a new rite. It is not his Mass, even though it is called Tridentine for the Council of Trent. But the Council of Trent just said, this needs to be taken care of. Too many things are being added to the Mass without permission. And so he did. And he also made a law. And of course, this law should have been upheld in this day and age, And it wasn't, which has caused tremendous problems for Holy Mother of the Church and for us everywhere. That any rite, and there are many rites in the church, even today, it's not just one rite. Any rite in the church that was not 200 years old would have to be eliminated. And so, of course, they eliminated that. And, of course, here we have this Mass, which we celebrate so happily and joyfully and thankfully, because it is the most beautiful of all the rites of the church, as far as I'm concerned. In my opinion, counts too. So anyway, we owe that to St. Pius V. We also owe the debt that he condemned many heretics. Among them, he condemned as a heretic and as a false queen, Elizabeth I of England, and basically called her a strumpet. And, you know, so the British call her the Virgin Queen. The Pope calls her a strumpet. So you never know what's going on. Anyway, obviously the truth is somewhere in between. She was no virgin, and she was no strumpet, but she was no virgin. And then she then began to ferociously, more than her father, that horrible demon, Henry VIII, more than him, she began to pursue and punish all English Catholics. And of course, the church in England, it wasn't for 300 years that the church was not liberated in England until the 19th century. So we owe St. Pius V the great courage to condemn those who needed to be condemned. And we need to pray for Pope Leo XIV that he may condemn those who need to be condemned in this day and age. Many cardinals and bishops and priests and nuns. God help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.